Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that Bible sees the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it, though we will not acknowledge it until we're going to keep you in suspense. My name's right. Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And if you're voting for Donald Trump, I don't know what to fucking say.
Holy Christ,
I don't know how to talk to you. If you're a Trump supporter, yeah. I don't know how to handle you.
I don't get it.
Holy fuck.
You know, and even again, most of the even lamestream media, even the lib media is saying, well, you know, his first 20 minutes, his first half hour, he was great. He was wonderful. And then he went off the rails and started interrupting wrong and rambling his answers about non-answers about almost everything.
Did he ever, at any point, sound presidential to you?
No, not even at the beginning.
Good.
That's what I don't
fucking
get.
God.
And at the beginning, we tweeted out, I don't have it open, but follow us on Crab Diving, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can tweet us during the show. Twiddle us anytime, actually. We love the Twitter. We respond and retweet shit.
Responsive.
But we tweeted out...
I've got it open. What is it?
No, it was a tweet that...
you're looking at
it. There's
up.
A lot of
Never
tweets
mind.
From yesterday. Yeah. But it sounded like... Basically, I think I said, how long will Trump be able to keep up this riveting fourth grade book report presentation? Because when he started out like this and he was talking about, yes, well, we have to do this and we have to do that and we have to fix the economy. And it was horrible. It sounded like teleprompter Trump almost.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like they crammed into his tiny little orange brain as much as he could handle. And at about the 20 minute mark, he was done.
He couldn't remember
the
anymore.
The mask came off and it's,
this is me.
It's Jekyll and Twunt.
I was about to mention the Clinton Foundation segment was kind of infuriating. All of it was infuriating. All of it was impossible
to
listen.
She did kind of dodge that question though a little bit, but that's what they do.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between dodging the question and then being called out on it and just lying. I think I saw every 50 seconds they said last night was the stat that I saw. He just laid a whopper.
That's not bad. I watched that debate. That's not bad. I'm surprised it was only 50 fucking seconds.
It's 90 minutes. It's 90 plus lies.
He must not even know sometimes. He must not even know when he's lying. He must sometimes just say shit. You know what's weird? When he throws out a stat, which always sounds like he just picks a number out of the fucking air, he always says, comma, but it's got to be more than that.
Oh, I think it's more.
Right. What the fuck?
Right now the GDP is 1%. I think it's actually zero. I think it's less.
Can we talk about the mental illness in that line of thinking? Because say it's an exact number he's vomited out there, right? An exact fact.
Sure.
You know, I don't know, some study produced this figure. But he thinks it's got to be more. Somebody studied it, did a survey, I don't know, put research into finding that number. So why the fuck?
Well, because you can't trust the media. You can only trust what Don says.
God, it's I don't even know what that is. What is that? When he does that, what is that? Is that I know, is this his ego? Narcissism?
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Oh yeah, all of the above. I mean,
it's bizarre, yeah. Man.
He's out of his fucking tree. He really is. He's a sad little baby man, an insecure, a little gropey.
Right.
Fraud.
Sure. And by the way, nuclear weapons all around, baby.
Right. I mean, right. And you want to put the full force of the military behind this man. So let's not only let's consider what he does to people he thinks wrong him or he doesn't like. Now let's add the military to
that. Sure. Why not? Let's light him up. Let's light up these motherfuckers.
And who could understand him with the Putin cum in his mouth?
Oh, yeah.
All night. Amazing. One of the best parts, I thought, was when Secretary Clinton expressed rightfully her outrage about, okay, well, everyone's overlooking the fact, a lot of people are overlooking the fact, they're saying, look what's in these emails and everything. Nobody cares that it's got Uncle Nipple's prints all over it.
Ooh, yes.
Putin's... state actors, she said 17 of these intelligence agencies, independent, some of them are independent agencies, have all said, look, we've got the goods
right
on Uncle Nipples. And even the CIA director, I think it was today they interviewed him or yesterday they interviewed him, and he said, well, you know, in as strong spy speak as they can, he's like, look, Russia did this.
They did it. How do you know, though? The Trump doesn't...
He said there's forensic evidence and other evidence leading to state actors at the behest of Russia. And this is directly fucking with our election system, trying to influence it. They've been doing it all over Europe. They're the ones that helped. Surely they helped with that Brexit bullshit. They
really? I didn't know that.
They're trying to destabilize the whole thing. Uncle Nipples, I think, is way ahead of us as far as evil disinformation on the internet.
What about our nerds? I walk around this goddamn city all day. I see
evil.
Nothing but fucking nerds.
Our nerds aren't evil and want to smoke weed and shit and have fun.
That's true. Come on, guys. Professional
Putin's
video
nerds
game
nerds are
players.
Locked in basements. Yeah.
I got to tell you something. If I was in charge, the one thing I would do, I would partner with PlayStation and all these dumbass video game platforms. And I'd say, hey, I need you to gather stats on your users and find me the best people to fly drones. Bam. Guess what? You're conscripted.
I'm sure that's happening.
Oh, is it really?
Don't you think that's probably happening?
Are you being monitored? You play that video game, that weird game you play where people scream and shit. What is that? They're screaming.
It's the Trump. The Trump job interview game.
Oh, yeah,
it's
he's
called.
Feeling vaginas.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
By the way, this is for pussy grabs.
All right. How do you know we're not being hacked by China?
Crab diving?
No, us, our country. Right, or crab diving.
I'm sure we are.
But didn't he bring that up last night? How do you know it's not China?
Oh, right, because he can't admit that it's his boyfriend.
Yeah, it's your guy.
He won't admit it, and because it's helping him.
My guy.
So he doesn't care about that. You and your details. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about with this debate and Trump's open shitting upon of the Constitution.
Right. He loves that.
I think Stephen Colbert said something about Trump is really worried about the Constitution, and he wants to show us how he's going to use it to wipe his big fat ass or something like that.
That's what he cares about.
Right. Yeah. Here is the headlines. Are
these
the headlines?
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, October 20th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. over at the Commie Pink Hole Liberal, Huffington the Post.
That
we have our photograph, actually our best tweet, our most beloved tweet last night, our most retweeted. Follow us on the Twitter, by the way.
Right.
And retweet and share tweets and spread the crabs. Was a direct, it wasn't a direct tweet, but it was a tweet including direct being directed at Speaker of the Horse of Assholes, Paul Ryan.
Right.
The Eddie Munster-ish looking really white guy from Wisconsin.
Fuck you, boy.
And, well, it's more like, oh, fuck you, boy. Don't you know?
That is the weirdest accent ever, man. And I'm from Georgia.
And side by side with another picture of... he really looks like a cartoon character. Is Mitch McConnell.
Oh, God.
I
really don't understand how that motherfucker got into politics. Because on some level, I mean, we're a very superficial society. We are a society of fucking assholes. And yes, looks matter. How did he get elected to anything? He looks like... he looks like he's...
Well, Kentucky.
He looks like he's made of wax. Like, if you made a wax model and put it in Madame Tussauds of Mitch McConnell, I guarantee you that wax motherfucker would look more charismatic than he does in flesh.
Yeah, you got to crank the heat for a few minutes and let it,
oh my
let
God.
It look like a Dolly painting a little bit.
Oh, that's so cruel.
So
that's fucking funny.
The headline says there's a picture of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan both looking vexed.
Yes.
And the headline at the HuffPost, deafening silence. Right. Ryan and McConnell mum on Trump threat and still endorsing.
I'm sorry. I have to ask an insane question for a second. Based on your comment about Mitch McConnell letting the wax melt, if you work at a wax museum and say you, I don't know, you have a character in there and you haven't updated the guy in like 10 years, is it true? Do you just heat it up a little bit and let the wax melt just a tinge to age it?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think that.
Okay. Carry on with the show.
You mean the Biebers in 20 years?
Yeah, are they gonna melt that motherfucker.
Nancy Pelosi rips Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell for cowardice.
Fuck you.
Nancy Pelosi, who is the House Minority Leader.
Oh, yes. Beloved, right? Everybody loves her.
Well, she's the House Minority Leader.
Yeah.
Beloved, I don't know about beloved.
Republicans hate her. Why? Because
well, sure.
She has a vagina and she's in charge?
Yeah, and she's an evil libtard Democrat.
Oh, jeez.
Crat.
I hate that.
What's their favorite quote from her is the about Obamacare? And it's, of course, taken out of context.
Yeah.
We don't know. We won't know what's we won't know what's in it until we pass it.
Right.
Something like that. And they're like, well, she didn't even read it. Obviously, that's the stupidest thing. What do you mean we don't know what's? But she meant out of all these committees, there were all the tweaks and nips and tucks happening.
Right.
So she meant that. She's like, until it's done from all these committees and we get a chance to vote on it, we're not going to know what the final product is going to look like that we're voting on.
Yes. That makes total
sense.
That's
what she was talking about.
Right.
But no, we didn't even look at it. We voted on Obamacare because the black man said to pass it.
God damn it. There's no nuance. There's no nuance with these Tea Party fuck faces.
They're just not bright.
I did like what Nancy Pelosi said once. A reporter, I believe, asked her, you know, you're getting older. Are you going to step aside and let somebody younger take your position? And she said, She said something like, you know, I'm a woman. I'm in politics. I'm finally in a senior position, and I work so much harder than a lot of these dudes did to get here. And I'm going to stay as long as I fucking want.
Wasn't Robert Byrd 1,000
I'm paraphrasing,
years
by
old?
The way. Oh, yeah.
Were people saying to him, hey, old dude, it's time to pack it in? No.
Right. Nobody said that. He's got a cock.
Here's a little bit of Nancy Pelosi talking about it's just this bullshit, Donald. You know, the big story, I'm sure everybody's heard already. If you wait for your news from crab diving,
You should, by the way.
God's help you. But
listen, quit
regardless,
listening to other bullshit media.
Listen to everything.
We only have the real stories.
No. Listen to us first, but then listen to other shit because question everything.
Right. And by the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy shit. We get paid.
Right. Question even what we say.
No.
And then you'll find out you probably agree with us.
I'm going to send black vans.
Why is it got to be black? It's very racist. Here's Nancy Pelosi talking about Don. Anyway, the big headline from last night, even on most of the conservative regular media, of course, not on Breitbart, not on WND, not on I've got a spectacular Alex Jones clip.
No, really?
He had a live show.
During the debate.
actually, I think it was Marianne tweeted the clip first to us, and I've seen it today, too.
He's bananas.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Nancy Pelosi talking about it. So Don basically said, the big line is, I'm going to keep you in suspense. And fucking Chris Wallace, who everyone is licking his taint today,
yummy,
saying, oh, he was great. He was objective. I don't know. He was, if you really look at it, he kind of softballed a lot of the questions to Donnie.
Yes, he did.
And the questions posed to Hillary were a little more combative. Maybe that's me being biased, but I don't think so. But then definitely the content. When he came up with a couple of these things,
right.
the shit about Obama and the stimulus and the economy was right out of the Koch brothers' drizzly old bungholes.
Oh, perfect.
And
steamy.
And Chris Wallace presented it as, well, don't you want to continue on the right. failed stimulus from 2008? When the only reason it didn't work better,
right.
it did work, is because the Republicans wouldn't let us do more.
That is the that
Obama is, wanted more stimulus.
How is that not the story of every fucking thing in this country? If the Republicans
because
had
you're
let
coming
us
for my guns.
Do it. I'm not. Well, listen, if I had my way, yes, I would be coming for your guns. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go into my whole gun thing, but listen, kids are being killed. Nobody gives a fuck. So fuck everyone.
There you go.
God damn it. Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Fuck the GOP.
Fuck everyone.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said.
Nancy Pelosi.
Voting is a sacred privilege. We're on sacred ground when we, any of us, Democrats, Republicans, or otherwise, question the integrity of our elections. So to have a situation where one of the candidates for president of the United States is questioning the integrity, the outcome of an election on the basis of no facts. And again, almost relishing the involvement of Russia into prying into our records. And
almost.
Right.
Almost relishing.
Don't
she's being kind.
Evidence?
Well, we have the evidence, but she's talking about Trump's reaction. He's relishing Putin's being balls deep in our electoral process.
Oh, my God, it hurts.
Russia into prying into our records and then saying that the election is rigged on the basis of nothing is really so irresponsible. It goes beyond the pale. And that's why it was good to hear even the Republican Secretary of State of Ohio talk about the integrity of the records and the ballot. In that state, we have never in the history of our country as hard fought as our divisions have been ever.
I thought I was far enough away from the mic when I just burped. Excuse me. That wasn't Nancy Pelosi burping.
Oh, yeah.
Subtly. She didn't turn her head.
Liberal.
Let one rip. Yeah.
And gassy.
She's into Italian food, probably, I guess. So.
Yeah. You know what? I love Nancy Pelosi. I wish we heard more from her about this Trump shit, man.
So she goes on to condemn, exactly what she should be saying, that he threatened the foundation of our American democracy. Well, here, listen to her. She's going to deliver a deserved slap to Turtle Face and Eddie Munster.
No.
Not accept the results of the election. One thing that they're saying now is we want checks and balances. Now, that a real admission on the part of the speaker and the leader that Donald Trump is a here today, gone tomorrow, candidate for president of the United States.
Oh, that, see, what she's saying is now the leaders and are saying, you know, we got to focus on making sure that we keep the Senate and the House to oppose Hillary Clinton. So they're basically saying, look, we know that he has flushed us into the toilet. He's flushed himself into the toilet. And now we got to be worried about the Senate and the House because we have to oppose Hillary Clinton at every step of the way.
I thought, no, I'm not going to say anything naive. I thought the point of their fucking jobs were to work with each other and get shit done. Well, I guess I'm a dick. I'm stupid.
Well, there have been murmurs. I've heard rumors from a few of these pundits who are allegedly in the know that Hillary Clinton, because of her experience and having worked with these people and everything, that some of the regular crazy Republicans may be willing to work with her and that they may be able to revive that comprehensive immigration reform that the Senate passed bipartisanly and passed down to the House of Fools, where the Freedom Caucus said, no!
Freedom Caucus. Change your name.
Yeah, the ironically named Freedom Caucus.
Change your fucking name.
And that hopefully, if this election turns out to be a repudiation of everything Trumpy,
yes,
then
a dick to everyone.
The regular Republicans may have learned their lesson and may want to brace yourself, work together with the Democrats and the president to maybe get a little bit of shit done.
Yeah. I mean, God damn it.
And that maybe it'll take this election to completely marginalize the extreme loonies on the right. And then it'll just be the regular extreme loonies on the right.
Is the bar so low that when something happens and these assholes, these Freedom Caucus fuck nuts, don't shut down the government, is that a success?
Well, no.
God damn. We suck.
So what does checks and balances mean? It's a euphemism for obstruction.
Yep.
It's a euphemism for obstruction. Speaker has also said in his speech at in New York that he wants a unified government. Well, that's not going to happen because, in his view, a unified government with the Republicans in control, because Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States.
So she's like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Unified. We'll see. Allegedly, there are whispers from sane Republicans that they might be willing to work a little bit after this election is over. They might have gotten the hint.
But you know,
the cancer of their party maybe need to excised, and maybe Reince Priebus was right when he said, you know, we should maybe be nice to the brown people.
Of course.
Maybe we should do some figure out more Latino outreach and ways for our policy. But they, instead of saying, look at our policies, and maybe we need to take a look at our actual policies and whether they're really good for black and brown people.
Right.
And poor people. They don't do that.
No, here's
they
say, Trump.
Right. They
here's
say,
Trump.
Find us a black guy that we can use to say that it's all great.
Yeah.
How do we do that? That's their outreach.
It's loony. And when that motherfucker says he
and
wants
Ben Carson, by
right?
The way.
Ben Carson.
Yeah. Then you get Ben Carson.
Fucking idiot. They want a unified government. How can they say that with a straight face when fucking John McCain, a senior
they
guy.
They do want a unified government.
A senior guy says he's not going to fucking confirm any of Hillary's nominees or agree to hear
any Grassley walked that one back, though. Even Grassley, who's a Republican dickwad.
Yes.
Who's in charge of the committee that brings up that will ultimately end up vetting these Supreme Court and these judges, he walked that back. McCain kind of walked it back himself.
Right.
What I meant was, and then
I need all these tea loonies in Arizona to vote for me so I have a fucking job. That's what I meant.
And then Chuck Grassley even said something to the effect of, well, you know, we can't the next president, we can't stonewall a ninth justice for the next 4 years.
God.
Which I don't believe.
Right.
I don't necessarily believe. I think there's assholes. I think that Freedom Caucus would be all for it. Don't confirm nothing.
Oh, of course.
That woman stands over.
I can't imagine they'd be for anything else.
Like they've done with Obama's judges. This is, I mean, we're still at historic obstruction of judges' appointments. It used to be that there was some civility in it, and okay, we lost. We're going to, you get to pick your judges. You get to pick the Supreme Court. Now it's like, fuck you. We're not going to let anything happen till we win again.
How can you say, how can
real American?
Yeah, really? Well, yeah, it's a good point. How can you say what the Republicans are doing and what people like the fucking Freedom Caucus, they're doing, it's not just steeped in fucking evil. It's steeped in racism and xenophobia and all this shit, because these little bitches just don't want Supreme Court judges that aren't going to walk back marriage equality.
Right.
And things like that.
Right. And they want to make sure that you can't touch their guns, which...
Oh, yeah. That's what they care about.
I thought Hillary did a good job. It's going to be pointless. But she did a good job of explaining her view on guns and many of Democrats' views on guns, which is, look, I'm not anti-gun. I'm not anti-Second Amendment. But comprehensive background checks are not anti-Second Amendment.
Right.
Keeping people from having 100 mag clips or 100 clip mags is
I don't know, whatever. Whichever makes sense to me.
100 round mags, I mean, are
ooh, my favorite. What do you do with that anyway? I got 100 rounds in one
you
clip.
Don't have to you don't have to reload,
right? When you're shooting a bunch of
shooting
people.
Bambi.
Lovely. Not Bambi, school kids. I mean, you know,
so I thought she did a good job. I mean, bottom line, all the real polls coming out today say that Hillary won, and all the online polls, even today, go to our Facebook. I did a screen cap of Drudge's stupid poll, and
he that's ridiculous.
The Drudgies, which let's check out.
Oh yes,
we'll check out their headline in a second here. But the Drudgies are, of course, voting in mass,
right?
And I'm sure. Is it irony that they're squealing about voter fraud and people voting multiple times, but that they're posting on Reddit, oh my God, Hillary's got a few votes over on Drudge. Let's get there and vote multiple times.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
And then Trump goes on TV and says, look it, I won all the online polls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Alanis Morissette level motherfucking irony. It's the irony.
The emperor has no clothes. Yeah. Nobody will tell him. Nobody will tell him.
He's immune to facts.
It's baffling.
Classless fucking asshole, man.
So the headline over at the Drudge Repo says Trump confident in his Ohio speech. Well, this is interesting because we're going to talk about this Ohio speech. Trump today,
yes,
after the backlash, after his heinous toadies, really, I don't know what kind of yoga they're doing to try to twist and turn and justify his I ain't conceding. We'll see. Then they said, well, you know, it's just the same thing that happened with Al Gore. Al Gore didn't concede, or he kind of conceded, and then he took it back and sued. But this was not...
It's not remotely.
And there was no fraud. It wasn't
thing.
Al Gore screeching for weeks saying, this is illegitimate, it's fraud, fraud. It was a few hundred votes separated them in Florida. It automatically triggered...
A recount.
Yeah.
Based on laws and bullshit like that. And by the way, do you think...
And Gore could have said, I don't want it, but he said, fuck that. Yeah, I want the recount. I take back my concession. And then after the Supreme Court fucked him in December, he finally gave an amazing speech saying, look, I'm not happy.
Right.
But George Bush is now my president, too.
And
that's what we do here in civilized America. An orange baby man,
right?
Schittler, will not do that.
You know, you remember watching that Al Gore speech? I remember watching that and thinking, damn it, dude. Why did you wait until after you lost this motherfucker to bring that Al Gore out?
To grow a personality.
To grow a dick.
Yeah.
Or something. Jesus.
But it was kind of the same with, I mean, ideologically, completely against him, but Bob Dole.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, yeah. Bob Dole had this image during the election of cranky old fiery warmonger, hellfire and brimstone dude. And then all of a sudden, after he loses, he's doing fucking dick commercials, dick medicine commercials, and yucking it up on late night TV. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I like this guy. He's funny. He's personable.
Right.
Where was that guy? Thank God he didn't show up. But where was that guy during the election?
Do you remember? Okay, Bob Dole's.
I'm Bob Dole.
Norm Macdonald did Bob Dole on Saturday Night Live.
Kinda, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Bob Dole had such that cranky little image that Norm Macdonald didn't have to do anything to be Bob Dole except put the costume on and the gray wig and put his hand, have his hand not fucking
have a
move.
Pen.
He was perfect.
Have a pen
Bob
in his hand, yeah.
Dole. He was perfect, right. Bob Dole. How bitchy he was.
That's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Is they're thrilled about Trump being confident in his Ohio speech. But in this Ohio speech this morning, so last night the toadies were running around saying, well, Al Gore did the same thing. And of course you're not going to concede if there's widespread voter fraud. And everyone's saying, well, there isn't. Well, we won't know. So it's not unreasonable for Donald to say, well, I'm not going to concede until I know I haven't been cheated.
It's so
stupid. This is the bullshit spin they're trying to put on it.
Oh, my God.
Even Pence. Last night, they got him right afterwards, and Pence was there, I think, which must have been really hard for him, like sitting in the audience and not doing a complete face plant when Donald said, I'm going to keep you in suspense.
God.
Because he had to be sitting there going,
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to fucking kill him.
What do you think the relationship's like between Pence and Trump?
I don't think it's all that great.
Do you think Pence gives the Donald notes? I can't.
I don't think he can. I think Donald gets pissy if Pence steps out of line. Like that one debate when Pence went after Putin. Now all of a sudden Pence ain't going after Putin no more.
God, Pence must not. He must feel like I can't say anything because I don't know what I'm contradicting.
Yeah, he's being a good soldier for Satan.
Yes. Well, by the way, he is Satan, by the way. Pence is Satan. He is Satan.
Well, Trump and Pence combined.
Total Satan.
So,
I mean, it is kind of marvelous that Pence is going down in flames because of this, because fuck him, man.
Here is, I wanted to play this clip too. I don't think I have the clip.
What is that?
I do have the clip. This is Marco Rubio.
Oh, hello, Mr. Foam Party.
Marco Rubio, fascinatingly,
yes,
talking about the election rigging claims.
But let's start with Republican nominee Donald Trump ramping up those allegations that the presidential election is rigged overnight at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again,
okay, this is the other
hammering
day.
Home the claim.
They even want to try to rig the election at the polling booths. And believe me, there's a lot going on.
At the polling booths. This is the other night he said this. Of course, to 0.0 evidence of any kind of widespread fraud at the polling booths. And they're even half of the Republican states where the Republicans are running the fucking elections. They're like, no, we don't have any fraud here. I don't know what Don's talking about.
Yeah, who wants...
Because if he loses the election and challenges it, he's going to delegitimize any close election that these Republican senators, House members have won.
God, I didn't
so
think about
that. So he's going to say, it's rigged. And then any close win for a Republican is going to be challenged because the king of their ticket won't concede and won't say... how can he say the election is rigged against me in Ohio
and not anywhere else?
And then, but only for him.
Right. Oh, yeah. What about
the
other
Senate
candidates?
One wasn't rigged.
Yeah.
It was only me. It was only the one against
me.
Oh,
my God. He obviously hasn't thought of that.
So here is from the Florida debate, the senatorial debate between Marco Rubio and Representative Patrick Murphy, the Democrat. Rubio is ahead in the polls.
Right.
Inexplicably.
Lovely.
Because, you know, Florida. Here is a little clip of that debate, Rubio talking about rigging.
Been a lot of question about the legitimacy of this election. Donald Trump has said this election is absolutely being rigged.
This election's not being rigged. And I'm explaining to you why it's not being rigged in Florida and why I hope he stops saying that. Why he should stop saying that. We have 67 counties in the state, each of which conduct their own elections. I promise you there is not a 67 county conspiracy to rig this election.
Well, and that,
So there you go. Rubio wishes he would stop saying that.
God, you know, it hurts when he's somebody like him says something that I get.
It makes sense. Yeah. It
actually hurts
painful.
My hypothalamus.
It's agonizing.
Yes.
Trump. So there you go. Marco Rubio doing that.
God, he's right. Like, so how many counties are there in Ohio? Is it all a giant conspiracy? Is it skull and bones rigging the fucking election?
Well, so today, finally, not finally, hours later, realizing all the shit hitting the fan.
Yes.
Trump adopted a conciliatory tone. At the speech that he had today in Ohio, listen to Trump say he will be more than willing to accept the results of the elections if he wins.
Oh, yeah.
Will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
You heard it, Bowman.
There you go.
If I win.
If I win.
Oh, my God. Is he like holding the country hostage saying, listen, if you don't vote for me, there's going to be riots? Is that what he's saying? Or I'm going to turn if you don't vote for me, I'm going to turn this whole system upside down and make you all, I'm taking everyone down with me?
They quoted a Steve Bannon interview from years ago.
Yes.
And they said something, they asked him about, I forget whether he considered himself a revolutionary or something or whatever, but he said he described himself as a Leninist. He wants to destroy the whole thing from within, the whole government. He's one of these people who I think he's an anarchist. I think he ultimately wants no government whatsoever, except these lunatic local sheriffs. Or whatever. He wants to go back to Deadwood.
So destroying it from within?
For white people.
Oh, yeah. Is that this? Saying the election's
rigged? There you go. Right.
Undermining?
Right. Undermine the entire process. Undermine everything.
Is Bannon an opportunist? Did he see Trump and say, hey, man, I can ride on this motherfucker's coattails?
That's what some of the speculation is that...
Oh, my God.
He is he's a Leninist. I just found it. Even Glenn Beck, at one point, is referred to Steve Bannon as the destroyer of everything.
Wow. Shit.
Here it is. This is from the Daily Beast.
Yes.
In August. And this writer is Ronald Radosh. R-A-D-O-S-H. Radosh.
Ronald.
I met Steve Bannon.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. At a book party. At 2014. I thought it was longer ago. At a party held at his Capitol Hill townhouse in early 2014. We had a long talk about his approach to politics. He never called himself a populist or an American nationalist, as many think of him today. He proudly proclaimed himself, I'm a Leninist.
What the fuck?
Lenin, he answered,
yes,
wanted to destroy the state, and that's my goal, too. I want to bring everything crashing down and destroy all of today's establishment.
Jeez. Damn. Can we not have that, please? Shit. How does anybody get into that kind of thing? I mean, doesn't this guy have a hobby? Isn't there anything in life he enjoys doing?
But how crazy is that? These people are screaming against Lenin tactics and Saul Alinsky and Lenin and Marx.
God,
Stalin.
Right. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, let's suck Putin's dick.
All right. And their boy is one of their lead boys is outwardly saying, I want to burn the whole thing down the way Lenin. I want to use Lenin tactics to bring the whole thing crashing to the ground.
There's so many levels of shit with this Trump candidacy.
And Trump is cannon fodder.
Yeah, right. Because he's not going to get elected.
Right.
He's going to be laughed out of the fucking system.
And Bannon can slither back to Breitbart, which is now going to be central for loony, angry white people, even more than before.
Are you telling me that there's a way Trump isn't going to get his fucking media empire? Because Bannon's going to swoop in and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take all these guys to Breitbart. We're going to expand Breitbart. We built the Breitbart,
Well, they kind of started Trump TV yesterday. Did you see that on Facebook?
Yes.
On their Facebook page, they said, ignore the lamestream media stream. Watch it on our channel. And had that lunatic General Flynn, that former general.
Is this one of Trump's guys?
He's the guy that Trump took to the national security briefings that argued with the people giving him the briefing.
Right.
He's arguing with the intelligence officials right now who are saying Russia is involved in shenanigans trying to affect our election. He's saying, you don't know that. You don't know that. He argued with Hillary, yelling over her. America doesn't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that. And she's like 17 plus intelligence organizations have said, yes, it is something coming from Russia. And this is something we should be worried about. This is unprecedented. This is a rival on the international stage directly trying to influence through shenaniganry.
And Trump is like, well, it could be China.
Right.
Based on nothing. He doesn't know shit. God, can you imagine? Who would rather have Trump be president? Do you think Madam Secretary can deal with this shit better than he? I don't know. Fuck this. It's nuts.
There you go. Trump will accept it.
Oh, okay.
If he wins.
Great. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks a lot, Don.
Fucking asshole, man.
I guess,
whatever.
There's the highlights or the lowlights.
What a piece of shit running for president, man. I mean, this guy is such a fucking loser. He's such an idiot shill. The Breitbart guy is taking advantage of him. Putin is taking advantage of him. He doesn't know it. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think he cares. Or he doesn't know he's being taken advantage of, you mean? Or
yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know who he is. Is he a guy that thinks all of his policies make sense? Is he a guy that actually believes the bullshit that there is voter fraud and there are black people voting numerous times? There are dead people voting? Does he believe this
millions.
Bullshit?
Oh, yeah. The Pew poll. What about the Pew study?
Because sometimes I don't believe it. Sometimes I don't believe that he actually thinks these things, that he's just a megalomaniac that wants to get into power no matter what, and he will threaten, scare, lie, to do whatever to make that happen. Or is he a nut? I don't know.
They're all nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's allowing the nutification to continue.
I'm going to nut all over you.
For example... we have a story here about a Republican in the sovereign beleaguered state of Kansasstan.
Fuck you.
Where the GOP evil mullahs have taken over and run that state into the fucking ground with their Koch brothery economic bullshit.
Yes, perfect.
Sam Brownstein,
he's a wacko.
Brownback, excuse me. The governor there is a blindingly dumb, evil.
He's way into the Jesus, man.
Yeah, and Christo fascist.
He does like foot washing, holy foot washing.
Way into the Coke.
It's weird.
Way into the Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid. still thinks that somehow, even though his state is in the utter shithole where they were talking about closing schools early because they ran out of money.
They don't have any cash.
because he gave everything that Trump wants to do. Tax cuts for the rich. Tax cuts for all the businesses. Tax cuts for everybody except the poor people. We're going to hit them with a sales tax.
What about regulation? Surely he's for regulation.
Oh, yeah. We want none of it.
Yeah.
You're killing jobs. I don't. Who cares if they're poisoning the water? They're making money.
God damn it. There was another oil spill somewhere.
Yeah, there's a coal ash spill in North Carolina.
In a river.
Duke fucking right. Energy again.
How many times? How many times do we let these people fuck our country in the ass?
Well, North Carolina's going to put their former CEO back in the governor's chair,
they
maybe.
They love it.
So this is out of Kansas. Kansas.com I'm reading from. The House leader of their House of Representatives there in Kansasstan is now taking a well-deserved e-shit.
Oh, yeah.
For... Speaker Pro Tem Peggy Mast is her name.
Peggy.
Republican from Emporia, Kansas. Doesn't that sound like a fun place?
Emporia.
She's the number three Republican in the House.
Perfect.
Posted on her Facebook page.
Oh, man.
She thought she was pasting a video, but there was no video link. But on... She said, great quote from Hitler in the video.
What?
Please listen to it closely. His words are profound. Let's start using discernment.
Oh, my God. Wait, discernment. Wait, what? What? I'm discerning a Hitler quote? I don't know.
The Speaker of the House, Ray Merrick's Chief of Staff, Christy Krieghauser replied, sorry, I'm confused. What video and how is there a great quote from Hitler?
Yeah, right.
An hour later, Peggy Mast, the Republican, shared a link to an article from a Christian blog which included a transcript and a video of some anti-abortion activist testifying about Planned Parenthood.
Oh,
the evils of Planned Parenthood. In her testimony, what happened was, in her testimony, she quoted Hitler.
Oh, okay.
Saying that Planned Parenthood was using the same techniques.
Oh, is Hitler? Jesus Christ. That's insane.
So she's trying to say, this is what I was saying.
Does Planned Parenthood, do they have gas chambers? I don't know.
A rabbi from the Kansas Interfaith Action Group criticized the comments and said there's nothing profound and there's no room in American politics for the words or thoughts of Adolf Hitler.
Thank you, God. Wow. Of course. Who would dispute that? Who the fuck is this? This loon. God.
So, there you go. The, maybe the Kansas leader of the House over there invoking a little Hitler stuff. I think she fucked up in her what she was talking about.
Yeah. You know, it's weird because it's like shit like this. I'm like, well, why did you even bring up Hitler? Even if you like Hitler or whatever, and you're a public figure and you're testifying, you're speaking or whatever. Just say to yourself, don't bring up Hitler before you talk. And just always follow that rule. Why did she think it would be okay this time? It's like weird.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, she's a bigot.
They're
dumb.
She's
crazy.
And this is the third ranking Republican in the House.
It's
in
shitty
Kansas.
Judgment.
These are the people that you're putting in charge.
God.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, okay.
We... haven't heard.
What's she up to?
The mellifluous tones of Sarah Palin in a little
fire
sea
up
hair.
The copter. I'm going to go shoot wolves.
No more pussyfooting around.
Yeah, fuck
God,
yeah.
Damn it.
Petty, punk thuggery stuff.
Oh my God.
Petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
Jesus.
Sarah Palin put out a screed.
Oh, yes.
On the Facebook.
Perfect.
And it makes complete sense.
Oh, fuck.
She writes like she talks.
You going to toss a word salad over there?
It was great to witness UNLV's presidential debate tonight. Great running into many friends. You know, she was there. She was in the audience.
She was at the debate?
She was a guest, yeah.
Okay. What was she doing?
Trump ran the table.
Oh, sure.
And clearly explained his vision for making America safe and strong again. What a gamble it would be to vote for status quo failed government. More of the same of what dug us into the mess we're in today.
Good God.
Thank you to superb law enforcement personnel for keeping everyone safe tonight.
What the fuck? Wait, they were in UNLV in Nevada or Nevada?
Well, the, you know, Hillary Clinton's people were there, and you know they're full of evil thuggery.
Oh, and by the way, if you're in Nevada, you know who I'd be nervous of? Those fucking Bundys. Are there any other loons running around in the desert with guns, seceding?
Seems silly media sheep are all chomping down on one issue after this debate, at least according to all the reporters who hollered out this same question to me. What about Trump not accepting the election results? More power to Trump for explaining how vitally important the legitimacy of every election is to our democracy within our republic.
They are legitimate!
She says his answer was all caps. Right!
Okay. Great. God.
So she just goes on and on. Right. Trump gave potential cheaters fair warning.
Potential cheaters.
This is that bullshit again where
oh my God.
He's trying to rally the horrific masses to go out and intimidate brown people.
Dude, there are scary white people in this country listening to Trump thinking there is going to be voter fraud and they're going to be a poll watcher
and in open carry states.
Oh God, I didn't think of that. And they're quote-unquote helping the government or something?
Well, again, you got to go through the right channels. These people that he's signing up on his website or whatever to go poll watch are not official. They can't go in the polls.
But
they
if you have an open carry state, where can you bring your gun into the fucking poll?
It's not in like a school or if there's not a rule that says you can't.
There should be a rule. Why do we want guns in our fucking...
You hate freedom.
Oh, I do.
You hate America.
I hate it. Fuck you.
God. We're just trying to protect the process.
Yeah.
And you know every black person tries to vote 5 or 6 times.
God.
So we're going to stop each one of them and ask for their papers.
Oh, good. Great.
Good. Try it.
But no, don't try it.
I just encourage the brown people to make sure you're in a stand your ground state.
Oh, yeah.
Let those assholes threaten you with violence.
Well, if you're in a stand your ground state, then they can shoot you, right? Even if you don't have a gun?
Not if you shoot them first.
You got to shoot first if it's stand your ground.
Trayvon.
Well, he didn't have a gun.
Well, so who shot first?
Well, the only person.
Right.
Well, that's my point, though. You don't have to shoot. The other person doesn't have a gun that you're standing your ground against.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to have that. That's my fucking point.
But I mean the people going to vote should exercise their Second Amendment rights just as equally as the assholes who are trying to keep them from voting.
Yeah.
We're not advocating violence at all.
Actually, I don't think anybody should exercise any kind of 2A. Just leave your shit at home. It's insane.
That picture from, was it the last election where those two, this is their widespread voter intimidation was those two black guys standing outside of a polling place in, was it Pennsylvania?
Oh yeah.
Were they real?
Real what?
Members of the what's the black organization?
Black Panthers.
Yeah, were they real Black Panthers? I don't even remember.
We got a Black Panther hanging in our office, by the way.
Right. Were they real members of the Black Panthers?
I don't know.
I don't even remember what it was.
I don't remember.
But they were just standing outside of a polling place for a while, and one of them had a club in his hand or something. So, of course, that was the Republican.
Sure, thuggery.
Just like Glasnell.
Yes.
Or Glasnell.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
the horrible abortionist, which is the only example they use on the other side of partial birth abortion. Glasnow.
But yeah, yeah. But he
was arrested, yes, and charged and is in jail. So what he did was heinous and horrible and wrong. Yes, we agree that it was heinous, horrible, wrong. Guess what happened? We have laws and he's in jail. That does not mean that you get then, because someone like Glasnow existed, yeah, yeah, that you get to then put a hermetic seal over a vagina after a load has been blown into it to make sure that you're going to keep that baby.
These abortion fuckers, these pro-life motherfuckers, they aren't.
They're
know.
Dumb.
They're
he came
not
out
going
with that,
to understand what
he
you
came
said.
Out with that classic lie. First yes. of all, Chris Wallace used a fake term,
right,
invented by the anti-choice right.
Right.
Partial birth abortion does not exist. That word, that there's no such medical procedure.
Wow.
Doesn't exist. Which some people were disappointed that Hillary didn't call him on that, but I thought she did better by just taking the high moral ground.
Yeah, yeah.
With I we're going to let women make their own decisions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About this horrible decision they have to make, that they might have to make.
You know, one time I was doing a play, and as a vocal warm up, our vocal director, music director person, we would say the phrase partial birth abortion,
nice.
Partial birth abortion, because it utilized. Yeah. No. In Chicago.
Oh, well, there you go.
Anyway,
evil Chicago.
I was doing a production of, Macbeth in Gary, Indiana.
but Trump used that old trope. You rip the baby. A day before it's going to be born, they rip it out of there, and they strangle it, and they beat it, and they chop it in little pieces.
Does he ever say anything that's remotely not, like, real?
That's and that's
not fiction?
We've gotten comments on our Facebook page about that exact bullshit today.
It's a couple lie.
A couple of our resident right-wingers said, what about Glasnow? What about Glasnow?
Even if you're a right-wing loon, how can you give him any positive marks? He lied every 50 seconds.
They don't care.
I don't give a shit what he sounded like. He was full of shit.
Because they're hypocrites. They don't care if he lies as long as they win. They don't care.
You're going to lose. You're going to lose the election. And then what, stupid?
That's how Trump does business. Doesn't care who he hurts, who he fucks.
I'm not paying
As yet. Long as he gets a win. He can call it a win.
Deplorable. Just a deplorable piece of fucking shit.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah. He's really a loathsome, heinous chapter in our American history here. And hopefully we'll learn. We'll see.
Have you seen that letter that's been floating around? I saw it on Facebook today. It was from George Bush the Senior.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
To Clinton.
They were reading it last night on MSNBC as an example. It's a nice letter. Right. The reason, and it's been unearthed, is because here's what a classy exchange of our power looks like. George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Clinton were not friends, but he left an amazing letter.
Right.
And basically said the same thing. You're my president now.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can count on Barack Hussein Obama to do the same thing.
Of course, he said that in his speech last week. He said, look, if Donald Trump wins, I will walk him into that office and shake his hand and say, you're my president now. Because that's how we do things here.
Right. You know what's so weird, dude? I always thought of that birther shit as innocuous and sort of relegated to the right-wing nut jobosphere. Like, it doesn't really have any bearing on our politics because it's so fucking crazy. But it seems like that has sort of laid the groundwork for, like, Trump saying, you know, I'm not going to buy into the results of the election. It's rigged. And people just undermining the system. Like, isn't that the beginning of it? Kind of like Barack Hussein Obama's presidency isn't legitimate because he's not born in Kenya. He was born in Kenya. And so many of those Trumpalos, I guess they think that.
Right. And now they're going to be right on the outrage and grievance train for the next 4 years because, obviously, Hillary didn't win the election. She cheated.
She's a criminal. Emails, Benghazi, blah, 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 blah.
We've got a clip here.
Yes.
Of Alex Jones.
Oh, shit, I'm excited.
Who really, apparently, lost his mind, you know, at a few different points last night, which is shit. Is anybody really surprised about that? Here is Alex Jones during the live broadcast that he was co-broadcasting.
Oh, yes. Oh, really?
And
tag-teaming?
At the same time.
Was years. Why the hell didn't you do it over the last 15, 20 years? You were very much involved. Excuse me. My turn.
Alex Jones is applauding. And it's that moronic argument of why the hell didn't you've been in for 20, 30 years. Why haven't you fixed it? And she was like, well, I was a senator not until 2002 or whatever. And then I'm one of 100 in the Senate. It's not how it works, Donnie.
Do you get the idea that the RNJ whole face doesn't understand how government works or something?
The RNJ.
The orange a-hole
face. Orange a-hole face. Sorry. I thought you said the RNJ.
No. The orange face. Asshole face. The Do you think he understands how fucking government works?
No. Of course not. No. But Alex Jones almost blowing a load in his tighty whities.
Plastic.
Superman tighty whities. That. Because Trump is going after Hillary. He's applauding in the background.
Involved, excuse me. My turn. You were very much involved in every aspect of this country. Very much. And you do have experience. I say the one thing you have over me is experience, but it's bad experience because what you've done has turned out badly.
Oh, he's nodding. He's thrilled. He's
badly.
He's like Alex Jones. It's like he's listening to a TV preacher.
Oh, yeah.
And he's buying into it. Oh, yeah. Preach it, brother. Preach it.
Your experience is badly.
For 30 years, you've been in a position to help. And if you say that I use steel or I use something else, I make it impossible for me to do that. I wouldn't mind. The problem is you.
He's saying I used all these loopholes to not pay taxes and everything. Well, you should have changed it.
Right.
You shouldn't have let me do it.
It's insane.
They're so dumb. And then
it's your fault.
Alex Jones
loves it.
Is has got his fingers on a penis wrinkle and is rubbing it around.
You talk, but you don't get anything done, Hillary. You don't. Just like when you ran the State Department, $6 billion was missing. How do you miss $6 billion? You ran the State Department, $6 billion was either stolen. They don't know. It's gone. $6 billion. If you
he's nodding emphatically,
become president, this country is going to be in some mess. Believe me.
Well, first of all, what he just said.
Turn that liar down.
Turn that liar down. So he's not going to listen to her response.
Right. I don't want to hear the truth.
I don't want to hear.
Yeah. Fuck
we're
that.
Not going to let you guys hear any refuting of what Donald just said. I'm going to turn that down.
Grab my pussy.
This is fair and balanced coverage, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Turn down what Hillary says. Yeah, proclaim it a lie before it's even stated.
Oh,
this is Trumpian politics.
Absolutely.
This is what they want to do. You think
I'm going to shut diving, you down?
You think if they get their way, crab diving is still going to be broadcasting, calling him an orange a-hole face?
No. Fuck no.
You're an enemy of the state. No. You hate America.
Don't
How dare
me.
You?
Don't put me in a camp.
Said.
All right, trade that liar down. Yeah. I'm going to, folks, just like I said last week, I said it's three against one. And then he said it's three against one. We're like synced. There isn't any wires in our ears, you know, literally to each other, but we're synced with common sense.
Him and Don are like this. We're synced. There's no wires or anything. Not like some of the lizard people that spread the chemtrails.
Is that true?
And brought down Building 7.
Oh, yes. With the 9/11.
We're not synced up with wires like them.
With the 9/11 conspirators connected via wire.
You know, literally to each other, but we're synced with common sense. I was just going to cut in. I'm like, hit her with the facts. They've been running the country for almost 30 years. Well, people, if you want something different, get this lady out of your life. She sold us out to multinationals. When they keep the taxes higher than China on corporations, it makes us move. She knows what she's doing, and we've got WikiLeaks proving it. It's not like we don't.
When you keep the taxes higher than China. So we should have zero taxes. Everyone should be able to have slave labor.
Oh,
we
yeah,
should be
yeah.
able to pay people 2 cents an hour
Duh.
To compare. How dare you? You're trying to pass it to China by making it more expensive here. You know what you're doing.
It's so fucking nuts.
On corporations, it makes us move. Sad. She knows what she's doing, and we've got WikiLeaks proving it. It's not like we don't just...
WikiLeaks, translated from Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
No, looking at it, we have the facts. This damn woman hates America. She wears Mao outfits on TV.
Okay, that's... he's got a point there. I don't know
is
what
that,
the hell...
Is that a Mao? She had a weird white...
Yeah, you know, white... I thought it was it's far better than some of those weird textured.
I thought she looked cool. I thought she looked like she was
Afghans that she wears.
She should have been on the bridge of the Enterprise. I thought it was a neat outfit.
This damn woman hates America. She wears Mao outfits on TV. Go back to this piece of trash.
Go back to this piece of trash.
Jesus. Machado called her an eating machine. And on the day...
he was mean to girls, like when they killed Chinese women's babies and sell the women's organs. Oh, let's talk about the Al-Qaeda killing women and selling their organs and ISIS and six-year-old girls and sex slavery and how you stay in the same room with Uma Abedin, whose mother's the top sexual mutilation of women pimp in the world.
What?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Hold on a second.
Uma Abedin's mother is the top sexual mutilation pimp.
Right. Sexual mutilation pimp. Is that on a business card? What's your title? Oh, I'm senior sexual mutilation pimp. God damn. He said that before. That rolled off his weird ass fucking big fat tongue, didn't it?
It says that
sexual mutilation pimp.
It said Uma Abedin's mother has ties to some book, anti-woman book or something. Uma Abedin worked for, but then here's Snopes. InfoWars. Confirmed.
Yes.
Uma Abedin's mom. This is InfoWars.
Yes.
Uma Abedin's mom, leading genital mutilation supporter.
She says, okay. So what does she do? Does she cut up people's fucking genitals? Or God, that's horrible.
Alex Jones.
Is that the sound?
InfoWars.
Is he typing?
Yeah, this is the opening.
Something incredible is happening. Something amazing is happening. It's like free humanity, regardless of what color we are or where we're from or even what religious background, are syncing up and seeing through propaganda and disinformation so fast.
Oh, in other words, the country's going batshit fucking crazy and more people are starting to agree with me.
Oh, shit.
Is what Alex is saying.
Yeah.
There's no text here. It's just a video. So I'm not going to play this, but I don't know what his point is.
If Alex Jones goes full mainstream and he's a moderator on a presidential debate, would that ever happen? I mean, God.
You're a liar.
Oh, my God.
You lying whore.
Shut that bitch's mic down.
Let Mr. Trump talk. Yeah, God. Turn her mic down. Like Ben Carson said, turn her mic down.
And you know what, man? I big props to Hillary because I don't think I could have kept to the moral high ground. Or to the high ground. I couldn't have done what Michelle Obama wants us all to do, to go high when they go low.
Oh,
I would have lost my fucking mind. I would have gotten real low. I mean, fuck him!
Right.
I would have told him to fuck off. Immediately, I would have told this fucker to fuck the fuck off, man.
Slavery and how you stay in the same room with Uma Abedin, whose mother's the top sexual mutilation of women pimp in the world. What the hell? You steal the Haitian money. You're a criminal monster. We have the emails. You want our guns. You lie about everything. You're a monstrous pig picked by the globalists to curse this country.
Worth many, many.
and then they fade back to the debate.
I know we've talked about this shit before. Do you think that's how we sound to our fucking neighbors, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
Absolutely. That's how we sound to our neighbors.
Damn it. I mean, this guy, is he broadcasting from a vault underground? I would be nervous.
You want our guns. You lie about everything. You're a monstrous pig picked by the globalists to curse this country.
He's so good at that, though. The bullet points... He doesn't have a fucking teleprompter. He doesn't have any of that shit. He just goes straight through the...
Do you think he ever did Shakespeare?
Oh, I don't know.
He would be great at it.
I wonder if he was an actor.
He would be amazing.
There you go, Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, and other.
My favorite is when he calls me Monstrous Pig. I don't know why. That really sticks out like monstrous.
The Haitians.
I mean, come on. Listen, man. Can we address this Hillary derangement syndrome for a second? I mean,
what are you talking about?
Well,
Hillary derangement syndrome?
What
the fuck are you talking about?
Sexual mutilation of women, pimp in the world. What the hell? You steal the Haitian money. You're a criminal monster. We have the emails. You want our guns. You lie about everything. You're a monstrous pig picked by the globalists to curse this country.
You're a monster.
The gesture at the end. You need the visual.
What is it? You're a monstrous pig picked by the globalists to curse this country. That's what he fucking said.
And then he does one of the. This is only for you. How do you describe that at the end?
Oh, it's a beautiful expressive gesture.
It's a hand
gesture yes.
of so be it like that. Like
it's an accent. It's a flourish.
His hand is one hand up in the air, like something from the.
It's like he's Harold Hill, and all these kids are playing their imaginary instruments, and he throws a flourish up there. The globalist pigs.
Harold Hill
from Music Man.
Oh, Music Man.
From Music Man.
I was thinking of. D'Artagnan.
Oh, yes.
With his hand.
Oh, that's better.
With a flourish.
The Three Musketeers.
Yeah, Three Musketeers
that's
thing with
it.
A flourish at the end.
God damn it. Alex, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, please wear a puffy shirt. I think it would compliment yeah. your act or whatever you're fucking doing.
Yeah, that's great.
You're a monstrous pig! A monstrous pig!
He's great.
She was Secretary of State and a senator, and I don't know. I don't know that you would describe her as a monstrous pig. A monstrous pig. Really? Honestly?
Sure. She is, man. What's wrong with you?
Dear, I mean, you know, we recently were in Florida and...
Sure. Possibly in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I'm getting at. I've traveled about and I have seen people that I might describe as monstrous pigs.
Yes.
I don't think I would describe Madam Secretary as that. I mean, yeah. Okay. I don't agree with everything she's done. Whatever. But I don't think that makes her a monstrous pig.
Well, speaking
what the
of.
Fuck.
Yesterday.
Globalist!
In preparation.
Globalist!
What is a globalist? Is Alex Jones, is he anti-Semitic as well? Is he all that?
Oh, I would kind of. Well. Lavishly pro-Israel,
right?
But
hates Jews in America.
Jews,
okay,
yeah.
So when he says globalist,
it's one of those crazy dichotomies that they have over there on the right.
So is the term globalist is that a code term for Jewish people? Is that what he's saying?
Partially,
okay.
Too partial. Many. It's one of those dog whistles.
Partial birth abortion.
So stupid.
So,
oh, that clip,
you monstrous pig.
So, before the debate yesterday, there was some encouragement coming from the right, from, somebody who, again, we haven't heard from that frequently here on the big show recently, but, enjoy
America's new transvestite army, the United Gay States of America.
Rick Wiles,
fuck you,
of True News, Christo Twunt extraordinaire.
God damn it, Rick. He needs to make some gay friends.
Here is Rick on his True News program, and he's got a prayer for his deity.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
And he's wishing for a fair debate.
No, yes.
And he wishes Trump well, and he wishes Hillary Clinton well, and may the best person win.
Of course.
I'm kidding.
Right.
He's praying for Hillary to be confused, for the Lord to send a lightning bolt in between her ears and somehow zap her brain. Not dear Lord,
yes.
let my candidate show his brilliance.
Right.
It's dear Lord, please enfeeble her
right.
somehow during, let her have a stroke somehow in the middle of the debate. This is a Christian. This
Globalist!
Is a Christian.
Monstrous pig!
Oop, hold on a second. I don't think that's working.
It's not working.
Oh, God.
This is not working for everyone. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, no.
This is, here we go.
I will be praying, as I prayed in the other two debates. I prayed hours before the debate, intense intercessory prayer.
Intense intercessory prayer.
What in the fuck does that mean?
Intercessory! It's like the intense vetting that Donald wants to
bend over
to perform upon four-year-old Syrian terrorists.
Intercessory.
Yes, he wants the Lord to intervene. They want the Lord
to
change his plan and actually do something. They want their Lord to actually intervene in reality for the first time in recorded history.
Jesus would hate the living fuck out of Rick Wiles. That's all.
And Trump.
Oh, God, he would hate him. Black Jesus would hate him.
And I prayed at various times during the debate. I prayed that Donald Trump's mind would be clear, that there would be no interference, that the Lord would put a hedge of protection around his mind and his body, and that he would have a sharp intellect.
Oh, you're asking the fucking impossible. I'll send another flood. I can't do the sharp. I can't give Trump sharp intellect. Are you crazy?
Oh, fuck you. This is so stupid.
And be in full command of his mental faculties throughout the debate.
So what happens?
This time, I will be praying that confusion would cloud Hillary Clinton's mind.
What?
Listen to this asshole.
This is
a Christian. Not only is he praying for protection for his orange daddy, he's hoping that God will scramble Hillary's brain.
Oh, yeah. So God, let me understand this, fucknut. God's in the clouds, whatever. You pray to him, and he's like, God's like, you know what? That's what a great suggestion, Rick. And he gets his finger out, and he waves it around, and then what happens? Their brain gets cloudy? She's like,
I guess so. It's like one of those juicers where you put it in the glass, and you go,
juicer brain.
Yeah. Pregnant pause.
And that fear would come upon her.
Fear.
I'm asking the Lord to put fear in the camp of the enemy. I'm praying that.
What's wrong with these people? This is like Game of Thrones.
You know. Listen,
I'm gonna chop up a goat's testicle and feed it to a crow on the third moon of the second month to make sure that Hillary is enfeebled. Yeah.
Let's be honest. The root of what's wrong with this guy. He's dumb as fuck. He is fucking stupid. He's a moron. That's got to be it, right? More than anything, he's dumb.
The top comment here on the Right Wing Watch is, well, guess it didn't work.
Okay, hey, listen.
How did that go?
God wrote Rick back. He's like, hey, Rick, so sorry. I was busy with baby AIDS and blah, 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 cancer. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to cloud Hillary's brain, you fucknut.
Yeah. I'm busy steering a family of four's SUV into the back of a truck.
Dude,
hold on.
If I was God, I'd be like, one more of those stupid fucking prayers, and I'm giving you prostate cancer like that, and I don't give a fuck.
Fear in the camp of the enemy.
Loving Christians.
I'm praying that Hillary Clinton will fall during this debate in whatever manner God chooses to bring her down.
Does he mean like fall as in defeat or like topple over?
Yes,
all of it.
In whatever manner God sees fit, whether Trump decimates her with his newly found wit and intellect. And how sad is it that you have to pray for your your candidate to have intellect?
Yeah.
How much in the hole are you
God.
You're praying That's for your true. Candidate to be smart.
Please, God. Can we make Donald Trump smart? And Jesus is like,
just for one night.
No, fuck no.
1 hour, Lord.
What kind of time do you think I have?
Well, yeah.
I'm busy with the tides, the oceans,
He's
birds.
He's got so much power.
Et cetera, et cetera. I can't help him. He's too fucking stupid.
Fucking miracles, man.
God, you know, if there's a God, you're goddamn right he's angry, and you're goddamn right he's vengeful. If these are the fuckers talking to him, it must be insane, because he's, listen, right. The people that talk to Jesus on the regs sound like this guy, probably.
It's true, of course, God's mad.
It must be fucking infuriating. Imagine,
your phone is ringing all day, and it's only these people?
You're all-knowing. Right. You're omniscient. And the only people you can talk to is this fuck. Because what's his name? Neil deGrasse Tyson isn't praying. Stephen Hawking isn't praying. No. Those are the people you want to talk to. Right. Now you're stuck talking to this fuckhead. Right. God, I would.
And you've got Rick Wiles asking you to enfeeble Hillary Clinton. Maybe trip her. Knock her over. Have her heel crack or something.
Rick, I am going to give everyone you're related to some fucked up cancer if you pray to me one more fucking time, you shitface. Ugh.
To bring her down. If the witches can pray against Donald Trump, the Christians can pray that Hillary Clinton will fall.
Because that whole turning the other cheek thing, Jesus didn't mean that part.
No. But Jesus didn't mean it. When Jesus crawled up on the cross, was crucified by the who the fuck ever.
I don't think.
In this myth.
I don't think he crawled willingly, but
oh, yes.
He's not these people.
He was into it.
He's not Rick Wiles. He's not.
Was Jesus asking to be crucified?
He's not all of these martyrs who are desperately trying to put themselves up on the cross.
I never thought about this, but Jesus was asking for it.
I don't know.
He was so pious.
Necessarily asking for
so it. Pious. He wanted it. Nail me up.
Also ringing in, that was Rick Wiles.
Oh, what a
way.
Fuckhead. What an idiot.
Also ringing in from that section of humanity, that lower,
oh, yes.
Lower sewer of humanity.
Hello, stupid.
Is the host of Pray in Jesus Name News.
Oh, Jesus.
Colorado representative, state representative, former representative. Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Oh, yes.
I mean, Klingenschmidt, excuse me.
I hate this guy.
Correctly.
Whenever we have his dickheaded face on the show in the summary of our episode. By the way, download all our shows on iTunes or Stitcher or crabdiving.com. I got to look up how to spell this guy's name.
And buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com /Amazon. Use our link.
Oh, yes.
And we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Helps us out here to offset the costs of our Alex Jones of the Left show.
I would venture to say that Gordon Klingenschmidt.
I hope we're not as bad as Alex Jones, by the way.
But we're right, okay?
Well, they think they're right.
Fuck them. They're stupid. Listen, I bet God hates Gordon more than Rick. Because Gordon is...
Wait, Rick?
Rick Wiles. Who's worse? Gordon Klingenschmidt or Rick Wiles? Who's worse?
Who does an imaginary character hate more?
Yeah.
Is what you're asking me?
I don't know. Who's worse, though? Who do you hate more? Which one? Which one?
I think Klingenschmidt is worse. I think Rick Wiles is they're both frauds. They're both snake oil salesmen.
Yes.
They're both evil
sure.
People who take over, who defraud scared people, ignorant people, into accepting bullshit in this life with the promises of clouds and bunnies and hand jobs
yes.
and tickling in the Ooh. Afterlife.
Yes.
Gordon. But I get the vibe that Rick Wiles is not as bright. I don't know why. but they're both
stupid.
Evil. For some reason, I just think that Gordon Klingenschmidt.
He's worse.
Yeah. I don't know why. He just doesn't seem like an. Like,
right.
You could maybe. Have a conversation with Rick Wiles, and he's not going to be a complete dick. I just think Gordon Klingenschmidt just seems like a puke of a human, regardless of
his beliefs. Was he the chaplain?
Yeah. He just seems like a sanctimonious twunt.
He abused his power when he was in the military, right, to spread this Jesus bullshit.
Yeah, he was asked to leave because as
he's a
chaplain,
yeah.
He was told, you've got to do some things that are non-denominational. Because there are people in the military who aren't into the Jesus.
And it's your
and
job.
And he said, fuck you, Jesus, Jesus. And they said, okay, bye-bye.
Bye, dummy.
Bye, Felicia.
Right.
Here is Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Bye.
On his Pray in Jesus' Name.
Vomit.
And with a dire warning, everybody. Ooh.
Before we read this list of 53 dead people that are reportedly have association with Hillary Clinton.
No. How do you refute this? How do you answer this when somebody throws it in your face?
I may have more than 53 people that have been associated with me in my life that are dead.
Oh, really?
We better a list. My parents, my grandparents.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear God.
Kate, do you hear that?
My mother made me eat broccoli, and now she's dead.
I'm going to watch you.
What is wrong with these people? 53. Well, 50. We're going to read a list. He's going to read a list. I mean, I understand he's got, you know, he's got to fill content.
No, sure. Is Bill Clinton a serial killer? Yes or no?
Association with Hillary Clinton. I just want to tell you, the viewing audience, that I just went to the doctor and I had an A+ checkup. Yeah. I'm losing weight. I feel happy. I feel healthy. I'm not suicidal. If by some means I end up to be the 54th name on this list in the...
Because
Hillary God.
Clinton is tossing and turning every night thinking, oh, dear God, what did Gordon Clinging Shit say on his YouTube channel about me? I better go put my ninja suit on.
Right.
And strangle him with my ample vaginal lips.
Oh, yeah. Labial smothering. Thank God, Gordon, that you're not suicidal. I mean, how horrible.
What a loss.
Oh, yeah.
The weeks ahead, I want to say I was not the cause of my own death.
So who does he think he is?
He just laughed at himself.
Who does he, yeah.
Here now is a list. This is not a theory. This is not a conspiracy. This is simply a list.
Yes, it is. By putting together a list, you're putting together a list of people that have been associated with Hillary Clinton in her life that you are going to claim she has... ties to their inexplicable deaths.
You know these conspiracy theory fuckers? They always say, they always preface their bullshit with saying, hey, listen, no, this isn't a conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
But
we have proof. This is just a list. This isn't a conspiracy. I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to list 53 people that have wound up dead.
The Clintons killed 53 people and never went to jail, no nothing, right? Well, they got away with it.
Of the left-wing media supporting them, right?
How diabolical.
It's a global conspiracy.
Ooh.
To allow the Clintons to get away with everything and anything and to kill people. The
moronic.
Right, yeah, beyond moronic. Here we go. Hot off the presses.
Oh, yes.
This is just a little while ago today. and this is...
Globalist!
This is Alex Jones.
Stop thinking about that.
This is Alex Jones speaking with longtime anti-Clinton crusader Larry Nichols. This guy is the one who's... you know, written these fake books about her and stuff.
Monstrous pig!
And here is him talking to Larry Nichols about the... you know, they're demonic. Obama, Alex Jones is loves to point out anytime any kind of an insect lands anywhere by, near, or around Obama because it's a sign of being demonic. Right. Flies land on you.
And Michelle Obama's got a big old dick, right?
I talked to Special Forces people and Blackwater folks separately that did security details for her in Iraq and other areas. And they said that you'll get on a helicopter in a car or whatever, and then she won't even talk to anybody unless she's cussing at you, and that she'll almost like a robot just switch off. She'll just switch off and like go into a trance. Do you ever see that, or is that something newer?
No, I mean... she would just wig out. Alex, I'm just going to tell you the one thing you know about it. I had to justify her going out to L.A. about every 4 to 6 weeks to a witch's church.
What?
I think this is the guy that is claiming he wrangled Poon for her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is this the Poon wrangler?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Finally, when it got so bad, I had to confront her. I said, Hillary, at least for show. At least for public show, if we get caught, you're going to have to stand up. I know you go to Methodist church, stand up and say you believe in God. She turned away from me, Alex. Never will forget it. She turned away from me. And as she started to step away from me, she kind of tilted her head.
Her head spun around 720 degrees.
I mean, if this conversation happened She turned away from you because you're stupid and she doesn't want to engage with you.
No, he invoked the name of the Lord. She can't look at him. Okay. She can't look him in the eye.
Is that part of the deal? If your spawn is Satan, you can't.
God, she turned away from me, Alex. Never forget it. She turned away from me. And as she started to step away from me, she kind of tilted her head back and said, you know, I can't do that. That's haunted me all the years. You know, what did she mean? You know, I can't do that. I mean, if she made a deal with the devil, if there,
God damn, this guy. Who is this guy? Is it?
There's ever been a person that has made a deal with the devil? I cannot imagine that they would act any different than Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's evil. She's mean. Bill's a good timer. He just wants the perks, buddy.
Bill's fun. I like Bill. Hey, he's a good timer. He just wants that pussy.
So now she's the great evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
That's all he wants. Hillary is pure, deep, evil, mean. Meaner than anything you've ever come in contact with. There's not a wild animal in Africa that will attack you.
Well, let me just say, at a spiritual level, at this level, fighting her.
Bill. Because we, on a spiritual level, who are you going to go to except for Alex Jones for spiritual advice?
What other journalist on the planet? I mean, Alex Jones. I don't know. Who says, just think about it. In an interview, somebody says, Hillary Clinton's meaner than any animal you'll find in Africa.
Yeah.
What would Chris Matthews say? Right.
Your thoughts.
Well, let me just say, at a spiritual level, at this level, fighting her and picking up on this stuff, it's nauseating. I can't look at her. I'm really sick of her. I mean, she's a damn demon. And it seemed to really get to them that I called them demons.
Well, it would. She's sensitive to that. But
She's sensitive to that. Is she sensitive? Hey.
She's sensitive to someone with millions of followers saying she is a demon.
You're a damn demon. Are you sensitive
I'll tell you this,
to that?
Ask anybody that's ever been around her about the odor.
Yeah. The odor.
Come on.
The odor.
Come the All right. fuck
Just
on.
Like Satan's left testicle.
She smells like.
But I'll tell you this, devil? Ask anybody that's ever been around her about the odor.
Yeah, let's talk about the odor, because I've had Secret Service say she smells like basically like rotting meat.
She smells like rotting meat.
Let's talk about the odor, man.
Said, what's it smell like? And a guy joked and goes, you know, crap. They go, no. He said the other word, S-H, you know what? And then I go, no.
Oh, I don't want to say Alex. Bad words
right.
while I'm smearing the future president of the United States as a smelly demon. But I can't say the word shit. I don't want to offend anybody.
Oh, like rotting meat. We're all like, ugh. Then I talked to Dolly Kyle. She said, worst smell, dirtiest she's ever seen. Just totally filthy all the time. I had to be around her for years. And then I talked to their chef. He said, yeah, I never got really close, but they say she stinks really bad. Obama, I've been told, smells like rotting meat. Now, the Bible says
well, there we go. There we go. They all smell like rotting meat.
What is this?
The evil ones.
What is this? This lunacy. What is this? Is this sexism? Is this racism? It's racism with Obama, okay? But what is it with her? Why does she smell like rotting meat? Why does
she's a demon.
She's devil. She's the devil.
They're actual demon possessed.
Obama, I've been told, smells like rotting meat. Now, the Bible says this is what demons smell like.
Now, meanwhile, is that true? Is that true?
Chemtrail, 9/11, lizard people. These are all things that Alex Jones subscribes to. So,
God damn it.
Let's just think about where this shit is coming from.
I've been told smells like rotting meat. Now, the Bible says this is what demons smell like. I just keep getting told they smell like hell. Tell us, Larry.
To the guy. The first time I met her, she was all dirty, filthy, dirty hair, what? Wearing a muumuu, flip-flops, and she smelled horrible. Well, I thought it was because of her hygiene. Later,
I thought it's just because she hasn't washed down there since her husband was president. I'm sorry. He said she's in flip-flops and dirty and ragged and a muumuu. Why in a muumuu? What is this? What is this muumuu?
Flip-flops and she smelled horrible. Well, I thought it was because of her hygiene.
What is
later,
dude?
As she started getting cleaned up and dressed up, there is an odor around that woman that if you're within 10 rows of her,
why aren't these people just marginalized and just laughed off the face of the planet? But no, in Trumpian America.
Who is this guy?
He's Larry Nichols. He's a guy who's been after the Clintons for a long time, allegedly worked for them or something. And he's the He's the one who the Inquirer is claiming they put that story out that said he got a side poon for Hillary.
How he must be amazing at it. I mean, she smells so bad. What kind of side poon, even for Madam Secretary, will he be able to wrangle unless she showers, for God's sakes? And she's got this moo-moo?
If you have any kind of smell sense at all, you're going to smell her. And it is. It's hard to describe. Rotting meat, you know, just rotten. It's just a rotten smell.
Well, I know the Secret Service people, look scared. They said, listen, she's scary. I know they're all making jokes about it, but everybody that works around her, it's in the WikiLeaks, knows that this woman is like Linda Blair.
There you
what?
Go. She's Linda Blair.
Linda Blair. That's a
Well, she means from the
The
Exorcist. He doesn't.
Right. It's just like The Exorcist. This is insane. It's just so nuts. Good God. Poor Hillary.
This is the
man,
level of discourse that Trump is bringing to our political mainstream.
And just think about it. All we want to do is elect a female to be our president. And, you know,
we just listen to guys speculating at why the future president of the United States and the current president of the United States smell like rotten meat.
I mean, we are so, it's like there's such sexism and such racism steeped in all of this.
It's not only we disagree with you politically. I don't like, did we ever say, I think Dick Cheney is the epitome of evil. But I never for once thought that he's actually possessed by some supernatural entity. I never once thought that anything like this bad shittery, this
but
level
we did,
of
we
craziness.
We did compare him to Darth Vader numerous times.
A fictional character.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't say he was Darth Vader, though, or a Sith Lord.
Yeah, we didn't say he smells like a Sith.
Yeah.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Whoa, you smell like the dark side,
yeah,
baby.
Darth Maul's taint.
Jeez.
Whoa, man.
Wash that purple lightsaber, please. We never said that.
It's just a beyond level of batshittery and craziness that is being accepted as mainstream.
It's like he said, that nasty, smelly fucking woman. That's the level of shit we're dealing with.
Such a nasty woman.
Talk about her fucking policies, you fuckhead. She smells. Come on.
She's a damn demon, man. Smells like rotten meat. Not only do we have Gordon clinging shit.
They.
Ringing in on the fact that if anything happens to me.
They.
Sniff the air.
I'm going to be. Yeah.
And if it smells like rotten meat.
Right.
It was either Obama or Hillary.
Yes, Gordon. You're so important. What narcissism.
Here is,
yes,
another voice.
Okay.
Of unreason.
God damn it.
This is Pass the Salt Live, his daily YouTube show.
Oh, shit.
Fresh from out harassing the local women's health clinic. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Now, this guy could be the worst. He could be the very worst.
With his Google
disgusting.
Hangout. Pass the Salt Live, and at the bottom of the screen, in the screen cap here, are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 screen caps of other white guys.
Oh, great.
So it's a bunch of white guys listening to Coach
and
Dave.
And just so I'm clear, this piece of shit is the guy, he stands outside Planned Parenthood
and harasses,
he yells at people, says,
harasses
"You're killing babies."
Poor women who are going to have pap smears or
whatever.
Breast exams.
Sure.
Or possibly
an abortion.
An abortion.
None of your business. I hate this.
Hillary Clinton gets elected. Abortion will be the least of our worries. They're going to be aborting me.
There it is.
Oh, yes.
There it is.
These guys have delusions of grandeur.
They're going to be aborting me.
Coach Dave.
Now, we say the same thing about Trump.
Oh, right.
But Hillary Clinton.
There's precedent.
Well, and Hillary Clinton is not out there saying,
I'm going to get a hold of the media.
No.
She's not out there saying, I'm going to...
Yeah.
I'm going to change the libel laws so that they can't print any of these lies.
And she's not out there at her fucking rallies putting the press in a pen where all these weird little Trumpalos can yell and spit, you know, and fling poo at them. Okay. Right? It's very disturbing.
They're going to be aborting you. That's the least of my worries. And you know what? When they murder me, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be, they'll be feel.
A lot of people are going to be, who? Wait, who?
When they murder me.
When they murder me.
Who the fuck does this guy think he is in the grand political climate scheme of America?
They'll be feeling good because they didn't vote for Trump. They'll feel good. So that's too bad about Coach. He was always running his mouth. He probably shouldn't have done that. But I was righteous. I didn't vote Hillary out. I threw my vote away on a righteous man. You say, well, Trump's pro-life with exceptions. There's no bigger pro-lifer than me. I understand that. Hillary is pro-death with no exceptions.
Good Christ.
Hillary is pro-death. Meat-smelling Hillary is pro-death.
With no exceptions.
With no exceptions.
Oh, man. He doesn't quite have the voice that, you know, Alex
Quit
Jones has.
Being on your pietistic, religious, pharisaical high horse.
Pharisaical.
That's my favorite kind of horse. It's a type of horse.
Pharisaical?
Pharisaical. You never heard of that.
Well, the Pharisees, I know what he's talking about, but... Pharisee-like?
Pharisaical horse.
I don't know that pharisaical...
A horse that is like a Pharisee's.
Pie horse!
He's putting on his glasses.
This is for the rescuing of Western civilization. That's the way I see it.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, glasses on.
You're mad at me. You weren't really my friend to begin with. What? If you're one of those who've been questioning me on Facebook about my own personal stand, well, take it in. Put it where the sun don't shine.
Ha, 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 ha. These are loving Christians. Yeah. Loving Christians, by the way.
If you don't...
Open your daggone eyes. Get your nose out of the Bible.
Oh, well, I agree on that one.
Hold the fuck on. I thought my
apply
nose...
Apply it!
There you go. Get your nose out of the Bible and apply it. Like Coach Davis, by harassing women who were trying to go get breast
fuck
exams.
Fuck him.
And God. Judging.
Just... Fuck you.
Because, you know, judging is exactly what...
Oh, Jesus-y.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's the law written on the heart. You mean to tell me you can't walk in to a ballot box and vote against Hillary Clinton? Your righteousness won't allow you to do that. Wake up. Look around at all the Christian leaders who are in support of Donald Trump, and what's your answer going to be? Oh, they're all sellouts. That's right. They're not as righteous as you.
That's a weird argument.
It is a very strange argument.
Because he's actually saying...
He's mad at the people who are claiming they're too righteous to vote for Donald Trump. He's saying,
right.
Well, what's wrong with you people? You should be selling out like... We Christians are.
Right. We're interpreting a guy. Yeah. I mean, what is he doing? Is he yelling into an iPhone in his car? Isn't that what he usually
webcam.
Shoots?
He's on a webcam.
Oh, he's in his
But a few of the other
apartment.
A few of the other people look like they may be iPhoning it on this Google Hangout.
Righteous.
The white guys at the bottom.
God, what a crazy motherfucker.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
He's a piece of shit, Pat.
Over there on the YouTube.
Fuck you.
Slinging Christianity at everybody.
I still can't get over how Hillary smells so bad. I mean, why would you do that to people?
And Obama.
Does she at least clean up for the debates? My God.
Obama smells too.
Oh, yeah. Flies everywhere. Wait, am I right, though? Did Alex Jones suggest that Michelle Obama has a dick? Is that him?
Yeah. You can see the bulge.
Oh, my God. He said that.
Yes.
God damn it. That's right.
That's a little Alex Jones for you.
Jesus Christ.
Don't forget facebook.com/crabdiving, iTunes, Stitcher,
Twitter at crabdiving.
Yeah, and spread the crabs. The
globalist.
Donald, I don't even have the clip of this, but Donald Trump, you know, they're joking about how Donald, he was snorting again last night, too, by the way. That he may be a little coked up.
Give me that nose candy, stupid.
But goddamn, there was an interview really shortly afterwards.
I'm gacked up.
Of Donald Trump Jr.
Yes.
And holy shit. I mean,
definitely.
He was talking like this. He was like, hey, my father's going to do this. My father's going to do that. And you're going to be. And I was like, whoa, Adderall. Dude. Yeah.
I guarantee you that motherfucker's on Adderall.
Whoa, dude.
For sure.
Pour yourself a warm bath and a warm glass or cold glass or whatever. Smoke whatever.
A warm bath.
And enjoy.
Bring me my razor blades.
The music of the pain of the right. This is on Morning Joe this morning.
Is this Butthurtville, USA?
This is a spectacular meltdown.
Oh, I love it.
Of slimeball fucking hypocrites arguing with slimeball fucking hypocrites over whose fault it is that Trump is here.
Fuck you. It's MSNBC's. It's MSNBC's fault.
It's Morning Joe.
Yes.
Who lavished the orange ball sack for a long time.
You fuck nut.
And still are trying to sanctimoniously claim.
You humanized him.
We were rough on him. We were tough.
No, you weren't.
Well,
he would call in and they would laugh at his fucking bullshit. And meanwhile, all Mexicans are rapists.
Well, somebody who is someone who I guess on this issue, I a little bit agree with. But it's also great to see them just tearing into each other.
Yes.
They had Bill Kristol on, right wing nut job. Never saw a war he didn't like.
But he's not a Trumpalo.
Anti-Trump. He's one of the. He's behind that Chris McMullen guy, of Utah,
right?
Who's the third party candidate, fourth party, fifth party, sixth party candidate?
What are the chances that that guy will win?
The same as Trump. The Bill Kristol,
yes,
calls Morning Joe out on their bullshit.
Oh, I love it.
And it gets ugly.
I love it.
He's got a reverse sauce. Did anything happen last night that would have made anybody change their mind and go back to Donald Trump?
No, but I think something happened that would make some people leave Donald Trump. But I don't like, yes, on style points, Trump was a little better in the first 30 minutes, and he had a couple of clever insults, and she had some insults. But that's not the point. The headline out of this debate is obviously the failure to say ahead of time that you'll accept the results of a Democratic election in America. Pretty unprecedented. It doesn't mean that there's going to be violence in the streets. Certainly not if others now say that. Who cares what Donald Trump says?
So what should Republicans say?
He's going to be a failed, fluke presidential candidate.
What should Republicans
say? He should be ignored on election night, and Republicans need to say that.
Wait,
and especially,
he
won the nomination in a fluky way.
Listen to Mika, your people elected him and nominated him, but your show lavished praise upon him and gave him free, unlimited airtime that the other candidates did not have access to.
And they lavished him because they pissed him off.
Oh, Donald. That's their hard-hitting.
Right. He wouldn't call in, and they wouldn't get the fucking ratings.
Right. And, oh, Donald. That's Morning Joe hard-hitting journalism. Donald, what do you think about when you said all Mexicans are rapists? Oh, well, you know, they don't send their best people. Oh, Donald.
No. Placate.
That's not a fluke.
Well, I hope it was a fluke.
He beat like 16 people.
He did, and that's unfortunate.
The Republican Party nominated him.
I agree, and some Republicans have refused to support him, and he's going to lose the general election.
That's not a fluke.
And I think it was a fluke in some ways, and in other ways, he tapped into.
Okay, well, Mika's right on that point. That this is, you guys got to embrace this orange monster that you have created, because for all these years you've been racist, misogynist, xenophobe, and embracing all of those marginal groups to try to bolster your dwindling Republican numbers, and you have hoarded yourself out, and you created this.
If Trump had ran as a Democrat, as the candidate, and was this racist, then you could say it's a fluke.
Right.
It's not a fluke that it comes.
Some deep anxieties. I mean, you got a minority.
A
of the
fluke
vote.
Is something.
You got a minority
expected.
Of the vote. Okay, fine. You can blame the Republican Party. Does that make you feel better? Does that make you feel better about
yes,
it?
You
feel great because the Republican Party nominated a guy who's really a bad guy as president. And you think it's funny and amusing.
No, I actually think Republicans need to come clean on themselves.
Well, thank
including
you.
Including leaders of the Republican Party.
What does come clean on themselves mean?
Just they be opposed- honest about what's right and wrong. And
well, what's wrong is Donald Trump. This show was very tough. This show was really tough on Trump in late 2015 and early 2016.
We were.
Are you going to pretend that?
We were.
If that's your way.
This is great. Bill Kristol looks like he's going to weep. I mean, he looks like he's really, really upset. He wasn't joking around with Mika when he's like, oh, you feel better about yourself. You feel really good about yourself. He's
pissed.
Visibly upset.
Yeah, yeah.
But guess what? You own Trump, you asshole.
Right.
You own it. She's right. But then... he's right in calling these assholes out on it.
Totally.
All of a sudden, Morning Joe is sitting there, Scarborough. He's sitting there smirking as Mika's going after this guy. And then when Bill Kristol now rightfully says, this show was really hard on him. Now Morning Joe is going to get all self-righteous.
Yeah. It's easy.
This show was very tough. This show was really tough on Trump in late 2015 and early 2016.
We were.
Are you going to pretend that?
We were.
If that's your way of rewriting history,
you mean
that's
Joe
what I hope
on
you guys.
He wouldn't answer a question? A lot of people
accommodated Donald Trump at different times. I think but I'm not going to get into it.
No, you just did. Please don't come on my air and lie. You said in late 15 and early December 2000. I can't even believe you're doing this. I don't know why you're so bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm trying to say the Republicans need to.
You're practically crying.
I am upset about this election. That's right, Joe.
Early December 2015.
Damn. It's like a warm shower, right?
Look what Trump did. It's like he just dropped a little flash grenade into the fucking GOP.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. And it's great to watch. You've got Bill Kristol twisting. Rightfully so, because he's being called out for the fact that his party is the one that allowed Donald Trump to happen. And he's been among the spearheads of that party. And he's also right in calling out Morning Joe on their bullshit for being the whores early on that they were.
Total fucking whores, man.
Oh, Donald.
Why don't they? But you know what's crazy is we could all just go back and listen to their old shows. You can listen to their old shows. Why don't they just say, yeah, we were whores and we were wrong.
Do you remember when they got that
up
after all the controversy and he disappeared for a little while and he wasn't doing that many interviews? Then he came back and did Morning Joe. Do you remember how they were pilloried by everybody else in the media for the softball declawed cat interview that they gave him?
Yes.
Oh, Donald.
They were fawning over him, laughing at him, humoring him.
Here is, I don't know, you really can't understand what
this is. We compared it to Germany 1933, doing.
Really?
Oh, really?
And you treated him that way when he called in, is that right?
Well, yeah, we treated
him
tough.
You treated him tough. You asked the most tough questions.
We did.
Look, we don't need to get into this.
It's too late. You're bitter. You come on here practically crying. We've got it on tape. You're screaming at Mika. You don't even know what she's going to say, which is the same thing that you were going to say, which is, why is Paul Ryan? Why are men?
That's
what Mika was going to say.
Well,
but
we're in agreement.
So anyway, there's just
It's just white guys yelling at each other. It's lovely.
Spectacular meltdown. And these are guys who are purportedly on the same side. Like Scarborough and Bill Kristol are establishment asshole Republicans.
And I mean, are they trying to pretend like they didn't support Trump at all? Or? Everybody's trying to do this dance where they're washing their hands and saying, hey, we didn't play.
Bill Kristol said, you treated him really rough, being sarcastic.
Yeah.
And Morning Joe said, we did. We did.
God, we heard so many clips. Trump would call in and they would just joke around like they were old friends. And I get it. Trump is personable and all that shit. But they're falling for it. They fell for it.
Right. Because they wanted... the ratings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everybody, all the other media whores did. All of them. But to then claim later, at least, what was it, CNN or one of them recently, I think it was the CEO of CNN, recently came out and said, well, yeah, maybe we were a little soft on the coverage.
Yeah.
Early on because of the ratings. Because the fact that if you had a Trump interview,
right,
people were going to fucking watch.
You know what might help Morning Joe?
Cancellation?
Well, no. I mean, maybe they don't call their show news. Maybe they call it entertainment. You know, maybe that's more what it is, entertainment. Because if they're news and they sort of, don't they have a responsibility to call Trump out on when he's racist, when he's sexist, when he's a bigot? But if he's entertainment, they're like Jimmy Fallon. They can just suck his dick and do whatever the fuck they want.
Right.
And they don't have to be news.
Right.
Huh.
I've got a, I'm not sure if, I've gotten some weird things here. I'm not sure if we're still going out or not, but, regardless.
Yes.
Of the fact we are recording, so you'll be able to hear this, anyway, but it's about time to go anyway.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 on the East Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram feed, Rated R Comedy, or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we are back tomorrow, everybody. Have a great Thursday evening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.